Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. On May 8th, the Pentagon released 162 declassified UFO files all at once, and the internet was immediately flooded with headlines declaring that the government had finally confirmed the existence of aliens. But when I traced the story back to the original source, the official press release stated in plain black and white, there is no evidence that the United States government has had contact with extraterrestrial life or extraterrestrial technology. So why did a document that explicitly concluded nothing get read as an enormous signal? What I am paying attention to is not whether there are aliens up in the sky. It's how a society responds when the answer hasn't arrived yet. That photograph from Apollo 17, the one showing three points of light, had actually been sitting in government files for 54 years. It became mysterious again, not because of any new discovery, but because it was placed on a stage dressed up with a vintage filter. Politics is clever that way. It repackages no conclusion as transparency, then hands the burden of judgment back to you, saying, let the people decide for themselves. Releasing files that reach no conclusions costs very little, produces very good optics, and that makes it the most economical form of transparency theater. On the science side, however, I don't know is supposed to be a form of discipline. It means placing a case in the category of ongoing analysis, withholding judgment for now. But in the age of algorithms, that kind of intellectual humility has become a liability. Caution gets read as arrogance. I call this the order test. What it measures is not what exists up in the sky, but whether we, down here on the ground, still have the capacity to sit with not knowing, even temporarily.